Well, UNICEF has implemented the Lologo Juba Water Supply Project in the southern part of the capital. Now, this project has the potential to provide water to approximately 100,000 people in the Juba IDP camps and vulnerable host communities on the outskirts of Juba City. Well, the project is funded from the government of Germany through the German Development Bank, KfW. And to talk more about this project and to know more about the benefits and the beneficiaries from it, we are now joined in the studio by our guest from UNICEF South Sudan, Alier Bulen Ngong, who is a WASH specialist. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Raya. Thank you.
Right. So just tell us more about this Lologo Juba Water Supply Project and what are its objectives?
As you rightly put it, the Lologo Water Project was constructed by UNICEF. It is started in 2021, it completed the construction. The construction was implemented by a private company called Sabasta. Mm. And when it finished in May 2021, it was supposed to be handed over to an operator or to the government. Mm. At the time, there was no credible operator that was found, and so this delayed the handover to the government. And so what happened on 29th of January 2024 was kind of an official handover of the operation and maintenance to the government. Mm. That's why four partners, that's the Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation in the national government and Ministry of Housing, Lands and Public Utilities of Central Equatorial State, South Sudan Urban Water Corporation, which is a national parastatal, and UNICEF signed the Memorandum of Understanding. So the aim of this MOU, in fact, the MOU was also witnessed by the German embassy in Juba. The aim of the MOU is to ensure support for this infrastructure. It's an infrastructure that is supporting IDPs with clean, safe drinking water and communities which are in the vicinity of the facility. So it clearly defines, the MOU clearly defines the roles and responsibilities of each party to ensure this service continues to the vulnerable populations. And as we all know, the IDPs started to flock to that area in Jebel after the crisis in 2013, and which was worsened by the second crisis in 2016. So the German government generously thought of providing this support, and the UNICEF was in a better position to implement this project.
Right, right. So what are some of the objectives?
Well, of course, we know where you have internally displaced people, you have all sorts of problems, waterborne diseases, and the other issues that goes with such vulnerability. And so the objective was, of course, to provide clean, safe drinking water and ensure that these people receive this service as long as it takes. Of course, the provision of water supply and sanitation services is a role or of government, any government. But at the time, of course, partners had to intervene to establish this facility. It has got also a potential for expansion. So the MOU, as it anchors the support for sustainable operation and maintenance, it also paves the way to expand the system to support over 100,000. Initially, it is supporting around 45,000 people, IDPs, plus host community. Yeah.
Okay. Right. You explained how the collaboration came in place and giving us all the background that is entailed in the Memorandum of Understanding. But have there been any challenges while UNICEF was implementing this project?
Sure, there were challenges here and there and that called for partners, especially government partners, to intervene. So throughout the implementation of the construction works, there have been a lot of challenges, issues related to right-of-way for pipelines, and because you will find that people are putting facilities like toilets and things like that on the way to on the way where you should have
the
these
passing.
Exactly
right.
These facilities.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many challenges, but of course with cooperation from the national government and the state government, all these were overcome. And at the moment the facility is wholly operated by the government,
right.
That is the South Sudan Urban Water Corporation.
Right, and I'm sure this project comes as a relief to the most vulnerable in Lologo. I mean, how has life been without this project? How have they been able to access clean water?
It has been extremely difficult. If you visit the formerly POCs camps, currently they are called IDPs because they are no longer areas for civilian protection. If you visit them, you can clearly see the terrible situation, especially lack of water and sanitation. So these services, of course, if you can see they are not available in normal circumstances where communities are, of course you can imagine it will be difficult for people who are displaced, who have nothing at all.
Right.
So it was horrific, but now it has lightly improved, and they are getting this service.
Right. So are there plans to expand this project to more people in need?
Yes, the expansion is planned, and probably in the first quarter of this year, UNICEF may tender the construction work for expansion. A design company has already completed the designs, and so the company is called La Femme. So the expansion will now be possible with this kind of understanding between partners. And so with the expansion, you can imagine it will, the system will support more than 100,000 people. And this includes household connections in some areas, like Munoki, which is not reached at the moment, and some parts of Kator and Lologo as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. And as we conclude, Mungkin Belarabi, just to summarize on this particular project.
Al Mashrua de Kabandi, مشروع بتاع لوجو بتاع المياه الصحي او المياه الجيده للشرب انشاو يونيسيف كان يعمل المشروع ده من 2021 لما المشروع انتهى ما كان صاحي عشان يتستلم للحكومه زمن ده يونيسيف استخدم نفس الشركة اللي كان عمل المشروع عشان توران the facility عشان يشغله فقريب ده شهر 11 ياهو التسليم الفعلي حصل للمشروع وسلموا لهاية توفير مياه المدن اللي هو ساوث سودان أربن واتر كوربريشن هم حسي البشغلوها و دي جابة التفاهم الحصل بين وزارة الموارد المائية والري لحكومة جنوب السودان ووزارة الإسكان Walaradi, Wal Marafik Alam of Ta Central Tata Swahil Worcester, Wa Hayato Firmia, Judo Sudan, Wa UNICEF, Wa Al Mana, Al Huala Kumal Almania, Fa Atafahum De Taban, Amdo, Mado Al Mazakar Tafahum, Yom Tiso Shrin, Shahri White, Alfein Warba Ushrin. ودي فتح الطريق للتعاون بين مستويات الحكومة عشان يساعدوا المشروع ده ويزيلوا أي عقبات في طريقه وكمان بفتح الطريق لتوسيع الشبكة والشبكة التوسيع بتاعه هيشمل هنا توصيل للبيوت في مناطق زي مونوكي وحيوصل الخدمة كمان لبعض مناطق للوغو وكتور فدي مشروع كبير جدا يعني دي مشروع نحن نشكر الحكومة الألمانية للمنحة ده عشان أدى خدمة مياه صالحة للشرب عشان أهلنا يتفادوا الأمراض.
الله شكرا جزيلا.
شكرا.
لمشاركة نرويك. We have concluded, but just in one minute, what are some of the other ongoing projects or initiatives by UNICEF in South Sudan that focus on improving access to clean water and sanitation?
UNICEF, okay, in English now. UNICEF has many other projects ongoing in urban and rural areas. At the moment, we are implementing very big projects in both water treatment, water supply rehabilitation work. It is one of our major projects that we are hoping to be completed in February or March. We have already completed some projects in Yei, in Yambio, with the funding of the German government.
All right.
The one in Boer is funded by the Dutch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Alier Bullen, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mr. Alier Bullen Ngong is a WASH specialist with UNICEF, bringing us to speed on the current project that is about to benefit around approximately 100,000 people living in the Juba IDP camps and the vulnerable host communities around the outskirts of Juba. The project is funded from by the government of Germany through the German Development Bank, KfW.